Okay, Parshas Pshalach, Shabbos Shira. Okay, we find in Perek Yudal the Pasuk Yud Gimel. Vayomer Moshe Ha'om. Moshe says to the people, to the Israel, Al Tiro, don't be afraid. Siatzvu Uruas Yeshuas Hashem. Stand, and you'll see the Yeshua of Hashem, Asher Yaseh Lachem Hayoyim, that Hashem will do for you today. Ki Asher Re'isem Es Mitzrayim Hayoyim. The way you see Mitzrayim today, you won't see them anymore forever. So I know we said this over, but Dumno Magen is a beautiful marshal on this pasuk. Moshe tells the people, don't be afraid. Stand and you'll see the Yeshua Hashem. Said the Dumno Magen. There was once a very rich person, and he had a daughter who was looking for a shidduch, and he went to Orosh Hatchanim asking around for a shidduch for his daughter. And whatever name was mentioned to him, he rejected. This wasn't right. That wasn't right. He found something wrong. Finally, the shadchan comes and says, oh, I have a boy with Allah Milas, all Milas, a real Talmud Chochom, a Yerushimayim, I have just a boy. And this boy, everything checked out. All the requirements were met. But the shadchan says, I forgot to tell you that the boy is an oni. He comes from a very poor family, and there is absolutely no money at all. No, the usher says, if everything else checks out, money's not a problem, let's meet the boy and let's see what happens. No. The shadchan introduces the prospective chosen, the prospective kala, and the shidduch goes through. They come chosen and kala. The usher, to finalize the shidduch, invites the chosen's family to come eat by him. He wants to have a suda for the chosen's family to come eat by him. This usher, not only did he have fancy food in the house, and food that this chosin never saw his entire life, never even knew existed, but the usher had fancy furniture in his house, and he had a collection of silverware. He had gold silverware, and he had silverware with diamonds on it, and pearls on it, and plates with all kinds of designs, and he was known far and wide to have the fanciest set of silverware anywhere around. And the chosin's family arrives, and their eyes pop out from seeing the house. They sit down by the table, and the suda starts. And one dish after another, the waiters are bringing out. There's fish, and there's soup, and there's all kind of delicacies. And the chosin never saw such food in his life. And he's used to eating a little bread, water, some herring, some fish. And now he's having all the delicacies, ki yad ha-melech. And the food keeps on coming out. And the chosin, they're eating, and they're eating. And finally, after a few hours, the meal comes to an end. They bench, they're cleaning up. Before the chosin leaves, he says to his future father-in-law, you know, when people heard that I'm coming to your house, they told me that you have the fanciest silverware anywhere around, the fanciest dishes. Tell me, can I see your fancy silverware before I leave the house? Can I see the fancy silverware before I leave? I heard all about it. So the future father-in-law says, what? You heard all about it? You saw it. Tonight, all the food that you ate was served on the fancy dishes. You used the fancy fork. Didn't you see the gold forks and the plate with the diamonds on it? All the silverware and the plates and the dishes and the cups that you used tonight were the best silverware that I had. And the chosin, very embarrassed, says, I'll tell you the truth, he says, I was so busy with the food, concentrating on the food and eating. I was so hungry. I never saw such food before in my life. I didn't notice all the surroundings. I didn't notice any of the fancy silverware, any of the fancy dishes. Says the Dono Magid. The Yidden just left Mitzrayim. The Shibra Mitzrayim, all the hard work, the Golos Mitzrayim. They're running away from Mitzrayim. They're being chased. Mitzrayim's behind them. The Yam's in front of them. And the Yidden are worried. They're not looking around. They're not noticing all the Nisim that Hashem is doing for them. They're not noticing what's happening all around them. They're concentrated on their troubles, their worries, their problems. Moshe says to the people, Al Tiro, stop! Don't be afraid! His yatz will stand! Stop for a minute! Look around! And you see all the nisim that Hashem is doing for you. Look how Hashem is saving you, and Hashem is setting up nisim to save you. Look around. Don't just be worried. Stop for a minute. His yatz will rule. You look around, you see the whole picture. You see the Yeshua Hashem. You see all the gold, all the silver. You see all the nisim that Hashem is doing for you all around. And of course, that applies to all of us also. As we go through life, we have days where things are upside down, and not everything works out the way we want it. And what do we do when things don't work out the way we want? We complain, it's not fair, it's not right, how come this, how come that? Hesiatzful, stop! Uruas Yeshuas Hashem. Look around and see the Yeshua, see all the Nisim Hashem is doing all around us. Even while we think things are not fair, things are not right, stop! And if a person looks close enough, he'll notice all the chesed, all the taivis that Hashem does for him, if only we would stop and we would look. Later on, right before, actually by the Shiva, in Perek Tes Vov, Pasuk, Beis, Ozi V'simras Ka, V'ahili L'Yeshua, Zekeli V'anveyu, Okei Ovi V'arimimenu. Three famous words, Zekeli V'anveyu, this is my Hashem, and I'll honor him, I'll respect, I'll treat Hashem with kavod. Zekeli V'anveyu, the Gemara in Shabbos, the Kufram HaGimel M'beis. The Gemara Darshins, the Gemara learns that from Zekeli V'anveyu, it's not a fun of the mitzvahs. When a person does a mitzvah, do it in the nicest possible way. Do a mitzvah in a nice bakavadika way. Asay lefon of sukkah, make a nice sukkah. Luav no, have a nice luav. Shaifer no, nice shaifer. Tzitzis no, nice tzitzis, a nice talis. Sefer Torah no, nice sefer Torah, and so on and so on. When a person does a mitzvah, show respect and do the mitzvah in the best possible way. Avashalaymer. Avashal says, Vanveil. What does Vanveil mean? Have a doimeloi. Sort of a nivahu, Vanveil. I should be similar to Hashem. Be similar to Hashem. Mahu chanan v'rachum, afata hei chanan v'rachum. Just like Hashem has rachmonis, is filled with pity, filled with rachmonis, has mercy on us, we also should be chanan v'rachum, have rachmonis on others. At first glance, it seems to be two different pshatim in the word vanveyu. Does it mean it's not a form of a mitzvah? Or does it mean mahu chanav arachum? So the Sfarim Kedoshim will bring down the Be'emes Abishol is not arguing, but he's adding on to the previous pshat. It's not a form of a mitzvah. It says Abishol, mahu chanav arachum af ato. Many people have a tendency sometimes when it comes to doing a mitzvah nicely, they'll go all out. They'll make sure they have the nicest esrig. They'll show, make sure they have the nicest asterisk. They'll make sure Sefer Torah they write, the nicest Sefer Torah. They'll go all out when it comes to doing a mitzvah. But when the Oni comes knocking on the door, and the Oni asks for tzedakah, somehow, suddenly, it's a little harder to give. And they don't give as much as they should. Somebody at home needs a favor, suddenly they're busy, they're not available, they have things to take care of. A friend needs a taiva, a little bit busy, he's not available. Says Avashal van Vehu. Just like Vanveil is being Adam Lamakon, just like Vanveil is doing mitzvahs nicely between a person and Hashem, Vanveil is also being Adam Achaveiroi. Mahu Chanavarachum, Afata Chanavarachum. Just like Hashem is filled with Rachmanis, we too have to be filled with Rachmanis. Not only is Vanveil being Adam Lamakon, mitzvahs between a person and Hashem, but also being Adam Achaveiroi, mitzvahs between people, Tzedakah and Chesed. Seif Makuta Yehuda, he adds on another little idea, and he says sometimes people get carried away. When a person wants to do a mitzvah, he's in a rush to do a mitzvah his way, the best possible way, he sort of pushes everybody in his path out of the way. I'm running, I have to do a mitzvah, I have to go do my mitzvah, and he pushes everybody else out of the way. Says the Pasuk v'anveyu. Mahu chanav rachum, afata rachum chanav. When you come to do the anveyu, when you come to do the mitzvah in a nice possible way, be very careful. Don't step on somebody else. Don't embarrass somebody else. Don't hurt somebody else because you want to do the mitzvah in the best possible way. Part of the anveyu is, just like Hashem has rachmanis on others, have rachmanis on everybody else, be very careful. Sometimes a person's in a rush to go daven, and someone right behind him, instead of holding the door open, he slams the door. Why? He's in a rush. B'cheina b'cheina. Give many examples of people in a rush to do a mitzvah, and everybody else sort of falls away. Says Avashol v'anveyu. Just like Hashem has rachmanis, when you're doing the mitzvah, also be careful of others. Chana v'rachum have rachmanis. Pasuk Perek Tezvav, Pasuk Chafei. It's a beautiful Chassam Sefer. I said this over, I think, about 4 or 5 years ago. And thank you, Dov. Vayereu, and Dov reminds me of the Chassam Sefer. The Pasuk says in Perek Tezvav, Pasuk Chafei, Vayereu Hashem eats. The Eden came tomorrow, and the water was bitter. The Pasuk tells us, they couldn't drink the water from Mara, ki marim hein, the water is bitter. Pasuk Chafei, Vayitzak al Hashem, he screamed out, they called out to Hashem, Vayereo Hashem eitz, Hashem threw wood, piece of wood, into the water, Vayashrei chamayim, Vayimtiku hamayim, the water turned sweet. The Mechilta brings down Tni Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. Says Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, Loi k'midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu midas bas v'dom. Hashem is not like a bas v'dom. Bas v'dom, the mosuk merape as hamar. A person, how does he sweeten something bitter with something that's sweet? He uses something sweet to sweeten what's bitter. Avo HaKadosh Baruch Hu einoi kein. But Hashem is not so. Merape es mar b'mar. Hashem heals what's bitter with something else that's bitter. The eitz that was thrown into the water, machoikis and mechilta, which eitz it was, but it was a bitter piece of wood, and wood that was bitter turned the bitter water sweet, which a bas v'dom can't do. A bas v'dom needs something sweet to take away the bitterness. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu took bitter and bitter and made it sweet. Says the Chassam Sofer. Eitz, Torah is compared to eitz. The pasuk says, eitz chayim hi l'machazikim bo v'simchem u'usha. Torah is called the tree of life. Eitz chayim hi l'machazikim bo. Mayim, Torah is compared to water. Ein mayim ela Torah, Torah is compared to water. The pasuk is a remez, the Torah. Eitz that's thrown into the water. Says the Chassam Sofer. You have a Talmud Chacham. Talmud Chacham learns Torah a whole day. The Torah is sweet. But if he doesn't have parnasa, he doesn't have food to eat, he doesn't have any mamon, he doesn't have way of paying his bills, then it's bitter. He feels the mar, he feels the bitterness, because he doesn't have the parnasa. On the other end, you have a soicher, you have an osher, who has a business, he's busy a whole day, a whole week. Food he has, clothing he has, his bills are paid, he has the gashmias, but he's bitter in the ruchnias. He doesn't have the time to learn, he doesn't have the time to sit down and go to the base of Medrash, go to the base of Knesses. He's bitter. In the Ruchnius department aspect, he's bitter. You have two people that are missing. You have the Talmud Chacham, who's Mar in Parnassah, his Parnassah is bitter. You have the Seicher, whose Ruchnius is bitter. Two people that are bitter. What does a Kadosh Baruch Hu do? Take two things that are bitter and put them together, and it makes it sweet for both. Says a Kadosh Baruch Hu, take the Eitz. The Eitz is, the Seicher supports the Talmud Chacham. The Seicher goes ahead and he helps the Talmud Chacham out. He supports him. He gives him parnasa, gives him food. What happens? They both gain. The Talmud Chacham now has what to eat. Talmud Chacham now has clothing. He has a parnasa. It becomes sweet for the Talmud Chacham. The Seicher now just gained his Olam Haba. He gave his money away to the Talmud Chacham. All he has is chus and all the Torah the Talmud Chacham learns. So he now acquires his Olam Haba. He now acquires his learning. When you have two things that are bitter, Kadosh Baruch Hu can take the two things that are bitter, put them together and make it sweet. He says, that's the pasuk. Vayitzak al Hashem, vayirei Hashem eitz, Hashem threw in the eitz, eitz chayim hingom achazikim bo, the eitz from the soicher, vayashrech al hamayim, to the Torah of the Talmud Chacham, vayimtiku hamayim, the Torah was sweet, it turned sweet both for the soicher and for the Talmud Chacham.
Do you have that perik in the pasuk
now? That's perik tes zayin, pasuk chofei. If you want the Chassam Sofer inside, it's in the Torah Moshe on Chumash, and it's on this pasuk. If you have the old print, I think it's page Chafei Chavod. Ba'yoyme, at the end of the parasha, we find the Mechama with Amalek. Ba'yoyme, Perek Yud Zayin, Pasuk Tes. Ba'yoyme, Moshe, al Yeshua, Bechar Lonu, Anoshim, Betsehi Lochim, Ba'amalek. Moshe says to Yeshua, go and choose for us, Anoshim people, Anoshim Tzadikim, and go fight against Amalek. The Paris Yosef asks an interesting question and gives a very interesting answer. He says, you find a bit of a contradiction in the parasha. Early in the parasha, when Bnei Yisrael was standing by the Yamsuf, v'hinei Mitzrayim nesei achrayim. Mitzrayim is coming behind them. The Yamsuf in front of them. The Yidden don't know what to do. What advice does Moshe tell Bnei Yisrael? Hashem yirachim lachem. Hashem will fight for you, v'atam tachrish, and you'll be quiet. Let Hashem do everything. Have bitachin, Hashem will fight for you. At the end of the parasha, when Amalek comes to fight, what does Moshe say? Say v'hilachim! Go out and fight! Go fight a Muhammad! Why when Mitzrayim was chasing Bnei Yisrael was the advice, Hashem yigachim lachem, let Hashem fight for you. When Amalek is fighting with Bnei Yisrael, say v'hilachim ba'amalek! Moshe tells Yeshua, go and fight! Go have a Muhammad! Why a Muhammad here by Amalek and not a Muhammad by Mitzrayim? Says the Paris Yosef, there are two types of Muhammad. There are two types of enemies that start a Muhammad with Bnei Yisrael. If the Muhammad is against the Guf, it's a physical Muhammad. The Muhammad is against the body of a yid. They want to kill the yid and want to make us work. Listen to Golos. It's a physical mechama. Then we can't fight back. We don't have the achayos to do so. It's not up to us. That's when Moshe said to Bnei Yisrael, Hashem yiglachim achem. Mitzrayim was running after Bnei Yisrael. Either to kill Bnei Yisrael, bring him back to Mitzrayim, invite to work in Mitzrayim. That was a physical shibud. A physical mechama is Hashem yiglachim achem. Hashem will fight for you. Amalek. Amalek, we all know, wasn't just a physical mechama. Amalek represents the Satan, the Yetzirah. Amalek came to take us away from our Amunah, from our Yiddishkeit. Like it says in Pashas Kiseitzei, Asher Karcha Baderech, and all the Sparm explained, Karcha is a Russian of cooling off, Kar. Amalek came to cool us off from our Amunah, from our Betochen and Hashem. Amalek says, took off the Arla, threw the Arla up to the sky, the Omavaza, Mitzvah Brismila. It was a whole different kind of Muhammad. It was a Ruchnias Dikah Muhammad. When you have such a Muhammad, you can't sit back and say, Hashem Yilachim Achem. When it comes to Muhammad against Bitochen, against the Munah, against Yiddishkeit, then forget. Say Vihilachim. Then we have to go out and fight. That's what's required of us by such a Muhammad, say Vihilachim Ba'am Ali, to go out and fight. And the more we're Moshe Nefesh, then we're Zaycha to the Siyata the Shemaya to overcome. Like the Pasuk says, Ki Seitzei Ramachamo Alo Yevecha, and it's brought down, Alo Yevecha doesn't mean your physical enemy, it means the Yetzahara. A person has to go out and fight. When it comes to the Yetzahara, it comes to Amalek, it's Ki Seitzei Ramachamo. The Mechama, a person has to go out and fight. So Dafka here, Moshe told Yeshua, Tsei Behigrochim Ba'amalek, go out and fight against Amalek. Ki Mochoi Emcha is Zecher Amalek. The Pasuk says, I will erase Zecher Amalek. What's the double lashon machay emcha? When a person erases something, usually there's a little mark left. If you take paper and you erase something, or say a Torah, you erase from the cloth, it's noticeable that something was written before and now was erased. There's always a mark left. Ki machay emcha. When it comes to Amalek, erase Amalek completely. Machay emcha. There shouldn't be even a zecher. Shouldn't be anything left of Amalek. Machay emcha. Totally erase the zecher of Amalek. Chavetz Chaim says, the Chavetz Chaim says, big chizik for all of us, it says, Vayovoy Amalek, Vayerochem, and Yisrael Berefidim. Perikid Zayin, Pasik Ches. Amalek came, and he fought with Yisrael and Refidim. And Medrash brings down Berefidim, they were Rofim and Atayah, because many Yisrael were weak, or Shvach, and they're learning, Sherofu Minatayra, Sherofu Yedeya Minatayra, Amalek came, and Amalek was able to start the Muhammad. Vayovay Amalek. How did the Yidden win against Amalek? Moshe lifted up his hands. Pasuk says, Kashe Yorim Moshe Es Yodoy, Pasuk Yud Aleph, Vahoya Kashe Yorim Moshe Yodoy, Vigava Yisrael. When Moshe lifted up his hands, but Yisrael was strong. He put his hands down. Come on, Malik. So the Chavetz Chaim, we all know that it wasn't Moshe's hands. The Mishnah of Shoshana is, did Moshe's hands make the Mechama, break the Mechama? It means when his hands were lifted up, the Yidden looked towards Shemayim and looked towards Hashem, the Habitachin, they had Schusim, they were saved. His hands were down, the Yidden didn't look up to Hashem, then Amalek was strong. Says the Chavetz Chaim, the Pasuk says, Vahoya Kashe Yorim. The word Yorim is a Lashon Asid, a Lashon of the future. Not Kasheh, Moshe picked up or picks up his hands, a Lashon of the past, for Hoya Kasheh. Herim, when Moshe picked up his hands, but rather Yorim, when Moshe will pick up his hands. Says the Chavetz Chaim, it's a Lashon Asid, to tell us that this applies to every single door. Every single generation, when Moshe, when Bnei Yisrael lift up their hands, they look towards Hashem, and they strengthen themselves in Emunah, B'tochen, and they're learning Torah, Kasheh Yorim Moshe Yodoy. Then the Zaych we go by Yisrael. But when it's the other way around, the hands, they will put the hands down. They weaken their learning, weaken their amuna, then it's Vigava Yamalek. The Pasuk is a Lashon Asid Kasha Yorim Moshe. For every door, this applies. We all have that kayach to overcome our enemies. V'hoya Kasha Yorim Moshe Yodah Vigava Yisrael. Early in the parasha, right by Chamishi, in Perik Tes Zayin, Pasuk Chavov, Vayoyim Im Shemaya Tishma Kol Hashem Lekecha. If we listen to Hashem, v'hayosh bein of tase, v'hazamter mitzvaysov, v'shamater kol chukov, we follow all of the mitzvahs, all the chukim, kol hamachlo, asher samti b'mitzrayim, v'yosem alecho, ki ani Hashem refecho. Hashem promises us all the sicknesses that put on Mitzrayim won't bring upon you, because I'm Hashem, your healer who heals you. Rabbi Yonasan Eibshitz once having a discussion with the bishop in his in the city, and do a lot of famous discussions. The Rebbe Eimshitz had with this bishop, and the bishop asked him, "How come when you pray in your prayers you end off the blessing Baruch Atah Hashem Rafei Chayle Amo Yisrael? Blesses Hashem who heals the sick of Yisrael." So yes, we understand Eimshitz. And your God doesn't heal the sick of the Goyim, the sick of the Gentiles, only Chayle Yama Yisrael. Are you limiting Hashem's power that He only heals Chayle Yama Yisrael? And He doesn't heal the Chaylim of the Goyim? So on the spot, Ibn Eibshitz answered the bishop and he said to him that this bracha means something else. If you count, this bracha is the eighth bracha in Shemoneh Esrei. If you count, you have the bracha Morgan Avraham, Chayim Esim, Ata Kodosh, Ata Chayinim, Hashiveinu, Smachonu, Reina Vanyenu, Rifa'enu was the eighth bracha. He told the bishop that this bracha is a bracha that we bless Hashem for healing all of the children from a bris milah. All the Jewish babies that had a bris milah on the eighth day, the eighth bracha for the eighth day is a special blessing that we ask Hashem to heal the babies who had a bris milah on the eighth day. And therefore, it only applies to Amo Yisrael. It only applies to Bnei Yisrael. And therefore, the bracha ends off, Raifei Chayle Amo Yisrael. That was the answer he told the bishop on the spot. After the bishop left, he told the Talmidim, that was only a dochok. That was only to get him off my back. But he said, the real teretz is, like it says in this week's parasha, said Yav Yonis and Eibshitz, the Navada, there's a teva of refu in the world. Navada Hashem, when He created the world, created sicknesses. And there's a science, a nature of refu in the world. There's medicine. There's menace, there's refuah in the world. There's heva refuah. Goyim are only healed through the nature of refuah, the natural way. However, Bnei Yisrael, besides being able to use the natural science of refuah, they have a special refuah that only applies to Amo Yisrael. What's the special refuah Bnei Yisrael has? It's a tshuva tefillah tzedakah. If a person chas v'shalom is sick, a person's in a tzara, we know it's not the sickness, it's the chait that did it to a person. Shuva tefillah tzedakah could heal a person. Like the pasuk says in this week's parasha, Vayoyimim shemaya tishma ukayla shem ulekecha, vahazantik mitzvaysov, vishematik alchukov, ki ani Hashem reifecha. Hashem says, then I will heal you. So the Yonis Abshid said that besides having the natural refuahs, we also have the special refuahs, that if we do shuva tefillah tzedakah, we return to Hashem, the refuah, Hashem will heal us. And that's why we end up a bracha, Raifei Chayle Amo Yisrael, because Hashem gave us a special refuah that the rest of the world doesn't have through tshuva tefillah tzedakah. The Balaturim on this pasuk, I'm just going to end up with the Balaturim, says a beautiful thought. Says the Balaturim, Ha'ais fei refuya. In the word, Ki ani Hashem Raifecha, the fei is rafa. There's no dot in the fei. Raifecha. It's a weaker, a softer sounding fei. Why? Sherefua bidei shamayim ba'a benachas b'shufi. Ani Hashem roifecha. I'm Hashem your healer. When Hashem heals a person, it comes easy. It's a calm refuah. Easier. How many stories we heard? People were sick and suddenly they had a refuah. It comes benachas b'shufi. But in Parshas Mishpatim, what does the pasuk say? V'rapa yirape. When the refuah comes bidei Adam, the peh is with a dat. It's a peh dogosh. It's a strong peh, a strong sounding letter. Because the refuah b'dei Adam is bekushi. It comes with great difficulty. So by Hashem it says ki ani Hashem refecha, a soft sounding peh, and by a person it says rapo yarape, a strong peh. Because refuah b'yad Hashem is ki ani Hashem refecha, the refuah b'Hashem is benachas b'shufi. Okay, so. Okay, so Baruch Hashem, there's a lot in this week. There's a lot to learn, and Gemara tells us Torah protects a person. Learning Torah definitely watches over a person, protects a person. So let's be mechazik ourselves in learning, and b'frat we learn tonight the Chavetz Chaim. Each word of Torah is a mitzvah. How many mitzvahs a person has by learning a Mishnah, Daf Gemara, let's be mechaz themselves the learning, and together we should be zaycha to continue to be able to learn together and see Mashiach's name here remain on my mind. Amen. 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 Amen.